This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. There is a three-way race for state senate this year in the district that includes Kalamazoo County. During his 6 years in the legislature, Lawrence Wenke was a Republican. Now he's seeking the state senate seat in the 20th district as a Libertarian. Lawrence Wenke, thank you for being here.
Good to be here, Gordon.
We're also joined today by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Lawrence Wenke, why don't you briefly, if you could, reintroduce yourself to our audience and tell us what you would like to do if you're elected to the state senate.
Very briefly, most people know me as the owner of Wenke Greenhouses, a company that I've developed and led along with family members for the last 40 years. So I'm well known for being a small business owner in our community. And about 18 years ago, I became a Kalamazoo County Commissioner, where I served for 8 years, 3 years as county board chair. And then I went from that office to a state representative seat in Lansing, where I served for 6 years in the House of Representatives. And then the Constitution of Michigan limits us to 6 years, and you're termed out. And I went back to the family business and more vacation, more retirement type of activities. When I get to Lansing, I've recently published a list of 16 things that I would like to work on. I'll be happy to talk about anybody with those or to send them to anybody. But basically, the Libertarian Party believes in more freedom and less government. And our position is that our government is just simply too big, too intrusive, too powerful, too expensive, and needs to be reduced.
Alex Mitchell, first question for Lawrence Wenke.
Lawrence, passing a sustainable road funding package remains a hot issue heading into the fall. You said yesterday during a candidate forum at Senior Services in Kalamazoo that you're not in favor at this time of raising the 19-cent gasoline tax, but you said that you could be convinced that that would be the path to funding Michigan's roads. What would convince you that that would be a necessary step?
Well, I certainly would like to know what other monies are available. Certainly, the economy of Michigan and the nation has pumped a lot of money into Michigan's general fund budget, and there certainly is a lot of money there, and quite a bit of it has been dedicated to roads. So funding for roads has been increased from the general fund. I'd like to know how our money is spent. There is a formula for when we pay that 19 cents a gallon tax as to just who gets the money. I'd like more involvement in knowing who gets it and what they do with it. I'd like to know what other choices there are. We've heard about putting a tax on brokers of gasoline, producers of gasoline, and that might be a better place to put the tax than simply to add to the 19 cents a gallon state tax that exists right now. So there are other choices. And when you're in the legislature, you get a chance to ask those questions. I and one other candidate met with the County Road Commission a couple of months ago now. And you learn a lot when you talk to the people who actually do the work and spend the money and get the money. And as a candidate, you really don't have those opportunities. But I still think that it is a real bargain to what we get for our 19 cents a gallon in tax, gasoline taxes. It hasn't been raised in many years, I think over 20 years since that tax per gallon has been increased. So I think what we get for it is a good benefit. I think most of us spend far more on our cell phones than what we do on taxes to fund our roads that we drive on every day, and we require those roads to be plowed and repaired and rebuilt and to be safe, the traffic lights to work. So I think we get good value for our 19 cents a gallon. There are other taxes as well that we have to remember, but for the state, they get 19 cents a gallon. And the cost of what they do has gone up enormously in the last 10 years. Certainly with salt is the latest example, which is, I think, tripled in price in the last 6 years. They've got good reasons to be asking for more money, and I think they probably will get it. And if I were in Lansing, I probably would vote for an increase in the per gallon tax, but I'd like to know more about it before I did.
Would you support a move to institute a sales or use tax on internet transactions in Michigan?
Yes, I think that we're not talking here about taxing the internet. I'm not talking about taxing someone's email address. But when purchases are made over the internet, I think those purchases should be subject to the same local sales tax. In Michigan right now, it's 6%. Those purchases should be subject to the same sales tax as if you went to the neighborhood store and purchased that product. And when I was in the legislature in Lansing, I introduced and got passed a bill that made Michigan part of a consortium of states that were trying to get that done. It has to really be done by the federal government because they made a law against it, and that law needs to be changed. And those of us who've got brick-and-mortar businesses that are local, we collect that tax when we sell a product, and we're the people that local people go to for employment, for property taxes, for school taxes, for charitable donations. We should not have to charge more than somebody outside of our state has to charge for the same product. And that happens in my industry. Well, I sell things in my business that you can buy on the internet and pay no taxes on it, no sales tax. It's not fair. Should be changed.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with former state representative Lawrence Wenke, who is running for state senate as a libertarian in the 20th district, which includes all of Kalamazoo County. We are also joined today by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell. Lawrence, let me ask you about gay rights. This is one of the issues where you have parted company with the Republican Party. If you had a vote in the legislature on the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, would you vote to amend it to include protections for sexual orientation and gender identity?
Yes, I certainly would. And if I were in the legislature and nobody else introduced the bill, I would introduce it myself. I find it absolutely amazing to me that the Republican Party, after all these years, is still supporting, defending discrimination against our gay family members, friends, and neighbors. This is an issue which is just so difficult for me to understand and so frustrating. And I believe that the Elliot Larson Act will be amended before the end of the year. I'm hopeful that it will be, but it could still be quite a battle. I don't think that citizens are aware that at Winky Greenhouses, if I want to, I can go home from this interview and I can walk up to the employees that we have that are gay and I can fire them. And I can simply say, I'm firing you because you're gay. And they have no recourse. They can't call the Michigan Labor Division like any other employee can. This is grossly unfair. This is absolutely inhumane and should be unconstitutional. I believe it is. And I think the Supreme Courts and judges will soon rule that it is. But yes, I would amend the Elliot Larson Act. Be one of the first things that I would try to do.
You believe that gay marriage should be legal?
Yes.
So if we can go back here in 2004, people will remember you cast a vote against putting the amendment to ban gay marriage on the ballot, which I think it's fair to say has altered the trajectory of your political career ever since. But at that time, were you for legalized gay marriage?
You know, it is a process that you go through when you first get involved in this issue. I can understand people's their need for education, need for understanding, but I think most of us are way beyond thinking that that gay people could have civil unions, which is what I thought at that time, quite frankly. I thought they'd same rights, same tax benefits, same everything, just a different name. But it wasn't but a few years later when I realized that that was the wrong thing to do. It was still discrimination. It was still not treating them equally. And I certainly don't support that right now. Gay people should be able to get married and be treated just like everybody else in every circumstance.
Alex.
If you had been a member of the legislature earlier this year when the minimum wage vote was cast, would you have voted in favor to increase it?
Yes, I think the minimum wage should be increased. The exact amount, I think, is certainly debatable. I think the minimum wage should be indexed to inflation, but not at the full rate of inflation. We can't have everybody's pay indexed to the full rate of inflation, or we'll have a lot of inflation, it seems to me. But yes, I would vote to raise the minimum wage. There's a whole lot of government-involved rules and regulations we live by, and I'd be interested in a whole package of them being reduced or eliminated, but we shouldn't start with the working poor in terms of not making rules and regulations that are good for them. So at my company, we're way beyond the minimum wage and have been for some time. I think most companies are way beyond it. The current minimum wage before it was raised, babysitters that I know weren't working for that. So I don't think too many businesses are really affected by it, and I don't think we've heard a whole lot about it since. Of course, it just was enacted just a few weeks ago, I believe. So, but all in all, can the government simply tell people what their pay rates ought to be and have it work out well in the economy? It can be pushed too far. It can be a real danger and trouble. If the minimum wage goes up too high, too fast, there is not enough time for businesses to adjust to it. And we've got to be careful about that. Most of the prices in the country now are determined by the big box stores, and they are not quick to respond to the need for price increases.
Let me ask you a little bit about changing parties. You were originally in this race as a Republican. You were going to run for state senate as a Republican. You withdrew and switched to the Libertarians. So I guess I'm wondering at what point did the light bulb go on? Because as you say, you were Republican your whole life up until April?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the two things really made that change for me. The Kalamazoo Gazette published the pension benefits for all the early retirement options for Kalamazoo City employees. They made quite a story out of that. I've cut that paper out and it's in my office. That really sent a message to me that there was a lot of work to do when it came to government employee compensation. I think that should be more well known than what it is, but I don't know how to get the word out any better than what the media does. So that was a real strong motivator for me. And also Attorney Bill Schuette just continuing to contest the ruling by Judge Friedman in Detroit on equal rights for two women who want to adopt children. Judge Friedman ruled in their favor, and Bill Schuette thought he had to appeal that to the next level of federal court justices, I believe, in Cincinnati. So the continuing opposition of Republicans to equal rights for our gay family members, the obvious exploitation of taxpayers by City of Kalamazoo employees, the lack of Republican response. And I know some of the Republicans who were they were elected officials in the city of Kalamazoo who said nothing and did nothing. So I thought it was time for me to change.
But in the course of this interview, you have said that you were in favor of an internet sales tax, a sales tax on purchases over the internet. You were in favor of raising the minimum wage. You said that you're not sure about legalizing marijuana. Now, all of these are things where you're somewhat in varying opposition to what the Libertarian Party has said that they stand for on these issues. I guess what some people wonder, and I'm going to ask you now, is Lawrence Wienke and the Libertarian Party a marriage of political convenience?
No, it isn't. It isn't for me. They're right on the two biggest issues in my life, which is equal rights for our gay family members. They have that as one of their platforms. They certainly talk a lot about government being too big, too intrusive, too powerful, too expensive, too much debt. Those are the two big issues for me. But libertarians are just as divided as what other parties are over issues like government involvement, over abortion, over drugs. Why, the Libertarian Party that I know is very much divided over those things.
Lawrence Wienke, thank you for your time.
Good to be here, Gordon. Thank you.
Lawrence Wienke is a candidate for state senate in the 20th district, which includes all of Kalamazoo County. He is running as the Libertarian candidate for that seat. And thanks again to Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks, Gordon.
WMUK has invited candidates for statewide office, the legislature, and Congress for interviews on West Southwest. We'll bring you those candidate interviews through the end of October. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.